talking about boxing. Just absolutely boxing. We're talking about boxing. Just absolutely boxing. Boxing. Just absolutely boxing.
All right, y'all, welcome back to the Just Absolutely Boxing Podcast. This is episode 16. I'm alongside my partner, P.
What's up, everybody?
My name is Ant, and today we got a few topics we're going to jump on today. First, we're going to talk about last Saturday's fight between Anthony Joshua and Joe Cockham. Just talk about the overall performance and where we impressed. And then we're going to talk a little bit about Sergey Kovalev versus Lionheart Shabransky and why this fight is a title fight. And then we're going to talk about this Saturday's fight coming between Deontay Wilder and Bermaine Stiverne rematch. So what you been up to, P?
Nothing much, man. Stay after Halloween, so just eating a lot of candy.
Oh, yeah, I've been eating candy all day, man, because like, I bought a whole bunch of candy, and maybe like three groups of kids came, you know. I had some older kids come.
But yeah, that's how it was for hours. I put the bowl out there, came back, the bowl was still there.
Man, that's crazy, man, because I put a bowl out like a couple years ago. I stopped doing it because I put a bowl out, and I went over to my brother's place because, you know, he was taking his kids trick-or-treat, so I went with him. I came back, man. They stole the whole damn bowl, man.
They ain't even a bowl.
Yeah, I had it tied to the door. You know, I had all the good candy in there, too. Yeah. One of them pumpkins, man. I came back. They took the whole thing, man.
Yeah.
That's crazy, man. So this time, I just stayed home, passed a few out, just eating it all myself, though, man. So
yeah, it was cool. It was a nice night. It wasn't too cold last night.
Yeah, it was a little bit chilly, not too bad. But yeah,
you don't like cold, I forget.
Nah, I don't like the cold. So. I don't like the cold. I got a heater going in the back right now, so it's kind of balanced out. So, but yeah, man, I'm going to talk a little bit about last Saturday's fight between Anthony Joshua. He took on a late notice opponent, Takum. He's from France. Overall, the performance. What did you think of it?
I mean, it's a lot of different ways to look at it. And for a guy who just got in the sport at 2008, you know, I have to factor that in too. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
From a guy who's just gotten to the sport in 2008, where, you know, most people are boxing when they're kids, you know, it wasn't a bad performance, but it wasn't a performance to make me feel like he's going to survive in the heavyweight division at all. I mean, it was no head movement. Like they say, he wasn't cutting off the ring. I mean, he looked like he was starting to gas a little bit, you know, stamina issues. And then I'm wondering about this weight too. You know, he came in really heavy this fight, you know,
254 pounds.
And this fight before that, he was 250. So, I mean, it's not like it was fat. It was all muscle, but
muscles can be heavy.
Yeah. I mean, they're using a lot more energy. So, I don't know. It didn't prove anything. You know, it was a late notice opponent.
Yeah. Being a late notice.
Yeah. Late notice opponent.
You would have just wiped them out.
Exactly.
Yeah, but, they didn't really do the research on what type of animal they were facing. Cause you know, like in the last episode, I was telling you that, you know, Takum, he has the experience.
Yeah.
You know, he's 35-3 and he hasn't really been, he's been stopped one time, you know, a few years ago.
Right.
So,
and even in this fight, he wasn't discouraged.
He was cut, two bad cuts over each eye,
but he still was game. He, you know, some guys, they get hurt and they looking at the referee, always looking at the referee, trying to get, you know, looking for a way out. He seemed game.
Yeah. No knockdowns either, right?
I think he knocked him down one time.
I think he might have got dropped early. But overall, I mean, he was never really buzzed. He was taking Joshua's best shots, which kind of makes me not really question his power. I mean, it just kind of makes you think he doesn't have the power that everybody built it up to be.
Right.
And his overall style this fight, you would think that him being this puncher, they would be developing his style as a puncher where he's not just chasing his opponent like he was doing. They would have been having him more cut the ring off. Right. And, you know, I mean, he's bigger than Mike Tyson, but it seemed like he would have tried his best to use his reach and keep, you know, Takam on the end of the punches, you know, right, where it really counts.
Right.
You know, so he would have just seemed like he would face more on that than, you know, just trying to follow him and chase him down and then let the power take over. But, you know, even though this is heavyweight, technique still applies, you know.
Right.
You still got to catch up to him to land the best shots, you know.
And that's been working for him, you know, chase guys down.
Yeah.
And till you catch him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But that's not enough.
Yeah, the higher you get up in ranks.
Yeah, that's not enough. Yeah,
the higher you get up, you're going to have to use more technique with the punches. Because, you know, Golovkin, you know, he could chase guys down back in the day maybe, but you have to start developing, cutting the ring off, you know, stalking them, breaking them down, not wearing yourself out.
Exactly. That's what I'm about to say. You're chasing the guy down the whole fight. You're going to get tired. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, people were questioning the stoppage. I kind of thought that it was weird. I mean, the referee, they weren't even exchanging. The referee just jumped in and grabbed this guy who wasn't hurt, wasn't wobbly. Nothing. It was weird, you know, to me.
Yeah, I think it was kind of odd because we talked about it on past episodes where a referee might see a sign or look in the eyes of a fighter and they could say, oh, it's time to step in. But this go round, it was like he stopped it in the middle of a head movement.
Right.
You know, he got caught with maybe one or two shots, but then like he was actually, you know, bobbing and weaving a little bit. His head was moving and then the ref just grabbed him. And I was like, hey, you know, why are they trying to stop it right there? You know,
right.
Do you think they were just trying to force a stoppage to make it look good or?
I mean, if you look at the big picture, Anthony was having stamina issues.
Yeah.
And could he go another two solid rounds? We don't know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And because this guy, he seemed like his energy was coming up. You know, Takam was coming up. He wasn't like dying down. Joshua's energy was going down.
Yeah. He was doing the opposite. He was starting to really
get warmed up. Yeah, he was getting into the groove. So, you know, I mean, that's just a chance you take when you go to certain countries in the world, and the UK is no different, you know, I mean. Yeah. And like they explained, they have guys who've been watching Anthony. They personally know him. It's not that they're saying, I'm going to cheat this guy. It's just they have a personal connection to these people and it's like anybody else, kind of. Oh, my friend, I'm going to roll with my friend. I mean, it's not right.
Yeah.
But when you kind of look at it from that perspective, you know, I don't think these guys are like saying, I'm a cheat for this guy. You know, they're just like, oh, that's my guy. You know, it's jaded.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Do you think, just look at it, Joshua's build. Like we were saying this before, so many boxers, they have to have a certain type of style for their build. Is there really a style for like a bodybuilder type boxer? Because I mean, even Evander Holyfield, he had a sculpted body to a certain extent.
I'm gonna tell you what the difference is at the legs.
The legs.
We've always seen guys big up top, but never really the legs. I mean, Shannon Sharpe may have been one of the, but I mean, how authentic was it? We don't, you know. But you know, most of the time these guys have Evander Holyfield legs was little. Definitely when he got down to the ankle, this guy had little legs. Up top, he was shredded, but he had the little legs, Wilder, you know, same kind of build. You know, Mike Tyson was a freak of nature, but he was a short, wide guy, too. That's a different body style, you know. But the Joshua, I mean, it's more wrestling. I see more wrestling in him. Football. Box, because you need to be fluid, you need to be athletic, you need to be light on your feet, and at 254 pounds, I mean, I just don't know.
Yeah, because I guess my whole thought was like, is there really a style where he can come up with for his body type, or should he take it into his own hands and try to lose some of the weight?
Lean out. I think he should try to lean out.
You know, not do it in a dramatic way, because losing muscle can really hurt a fighter. Right. But I mean, since he still has a long career ahead of him, you know, each year just trying to change the.
But dude, that's what I'm saying. And he said for the Klitschko fight, he was 250. This one, he's 254. He was still ripped. He can lean out. You know what I mean? It's not like he was flabby or anything. I mean, this dude was still shredded everywhere. So it's like, you know, like you said, he can't do anything dramatic, but he definitely can lean out. He can come down to, you know, maybe 245, you know, see how that looks on him, you know, 240, something that should be an ideal weight for a guy who may have to go 12 rounds at some point in his career.
Yeah, because in boxing, you know, muscle doesn't really speak.
No.
You know, it doesn't really intimidate, you know, if you're a fighter.
Right.
If you know the game, it doesn't really intimidate. Like, you see a big muscular guy come in there, you might be like, okay.
Right.
You know, he's got a nice shape.
Yeah.
But it doesn't intimidate your everyday fighter.
No, because those guys know that you had a guy like Kelly Pavlik, and had a muscle showing. Mm-hmm. Knock your head off. We've seen guys with, you don't see any muscle at all.
Yeah.
But these guys,
they'll put you in your ass. Yeah.
They'll take your head off.
Yeah.
So the muscle, we've seen guys with muscle who couldn't bust a grape. I mean, look at Jeff Lacy.
Yeah.
I mean, he had the body you think he would have, you know, but no.
No, he didn't. No. Also in this fight, Anthony Joshua, they said he suffered a broken nose. You think that might keep him out for a while? I think I might keep him out because it was a headbutt.
Yeah, I saw it. I could tell something happened. Yeah, you heard his crack. And he was.
And you think that was a big factor in why he started gassing out a little bit more? Because he started kind of
breathing issues. Yeah. I mean, that could be a factor. And I mean, the broken nose, you're breathing through your mouth.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, because after that, it looked like he was kind of bothered by it a little bit. You know, he kept rubbing and it was like he was kind of gassing out even more.
I mean, it probably added to it because his past fights, I mean, I think stamina is just, with that body style, it's no way of getting around it. You know, it's going to be some stamina issues there, but the broken nose definitely didn't help him. You know what I mean? But, I heard that it was, they figured it was broke. You know,
they went to the
hospital and said it was broken. So, I don't know how long is that type of injury. You know, I mean, can you spar? You know, that's the thing, you know.
You can't really spar because it affects the breathing. And that bone is soft, too. You know, depending on where it is, you know, if they're at the bridge. You know.
Right. And I'm just saying, you don't want to get hit in any spar. That's the last thing I want to do. You know.
Right. But, I mean, overall, I say Joshua's performance, you know, it's a learning experience. He was 19-0 coming in, now he's 20-0. Again, it kind of goes back to maybe being rushed into the Klitschko fight so soon. Because, you know, like we said, once you get that high up, you got to stay up there. You don't really have time to go back and try to relearn things. But, I mean, how his team is pushing him, you know, they were able to get him another fight where he could get some rounds in, you know. So, hopefully he learns from it, you know, as far as not coming in too heavy, you know. Weight's important, you know. Even if you're a heavyweight, you got to come in a weight your height and body, your build can handle.
And see, that's the thing that makes me think, you know, he had issues at 250 in a Klitschko fight.
Yeah.
Why would you go up 4 more pounds?
Right.
You know what I mean? That makes me think. I mean, but I can't say he's not disciplined because it was all muscle. It wasn't like he was out of shape. You know what I mean?
It was like rolls or anything. Yeah, he's coming in there chiseled, but he added 4 more pounds of muscle.
4 more pounds, Why would the people around you, you know, why would they think that that was good if it caused you problems at a lighter weight, you know?
Yeah. To me, I mean, like we're saying, I guess they see more in the physical with him, where his looks can attract more fans over there, so they don't want to take away from it. But I mean, taking away 10 or 20 pounds,
he's still gonna be ripped.
Ripped, you know. I mean, he's not a bad looking guy, so you know, he's still gonna be the attraction there, you know, from his female fans or whoever. Right. So I mean, him taking that weight off, it'll help him in the long run as far as his career goes.
Right.
I mean,
but you know, we talked. I think the other day at work, probably, when we were saying, it wouldn't surprise us if AJ walked away at some point in time. You know what I mean? Soon. Yeah. Because you got to think about it. This guy, in less than 10 years, he's become a millionaire in something that he probably never even thought about doing.
Yeah.
That's amazing. I mean, and now has the money.
Mm-hmm.
And he's elevated to levels where, you know, the world is seeing him. So I'm sure he has other options out there besides boxing now. I mean, acting, you know, all kinds of stuff. You know,
he'll probably be the next boxer to hit a billion.
Well, they said that he would probably hit a billion before Floyd. I mean,
before Floyd. Yeah.
I mean, we talked about his payday was like 20 million. I mean,
20 million. Yeah.
You got you ain't been in the game that long and you getting those type of paydays. It's a lovely thing. I mean, I'm not mad at him, but we do have to understand that, you know, that's not normal.
Yeah.
You don't normally come in the game in less than 10 years. You're a world champion, you know, with no prior experience.
Yeah. And that's how we see it. Like, in no way, like we said, we bash him or anything like that. It's just like, once you enter this world, you got to know these rules. Like, hey, you got to follow this for your safety. Exactly. You know, your body's got to be right for you to, in the long run, if you want to stay. But if you don't want to stay that long, do what you do. And get out.
Yeah, I mean, he might just want to cash out.
Yeah, he want to cash out.
We don't know.
Yeah, because I mean, almost, you know, becoming a billionaire before Floyd for Anthony Joshua, that's crazy. You know,
dude, it's
I want to be a boxer in the UK, man. Yeah, it just seems like they back you.
Yeah,
if you somewhat decent,
they gonna get a will. It's only soccer and boxing, so soccer and boxing. You know, it's not a lot of options, but they support their people.
Yeah, let me get one of them. What they got? WBU titles, EBU, European Boxing Union. Let me get.
I mean,
one
those guys probably living good, you know.
Yeah, they live good because when you see them guys, they seem to be in high spirits. They got you know, the fan base backing them, but you know, guys like Wilder over here, you struggle. It seems like you struggle. You know, you can be knocking guys out all day, but you kind of struggle up here. But I mean, yeah, hats off to Anthony Joshua. I mean, if you can cash out at this age, you know,
I can't be mad about that. I can't be mad at that. But what I can do is give a disclaimer that 2018, he might not be the champ no more if he hang around.
Yeah, AJ,
Anthony Joshua.
Got some money on Bomb Squad, man.
I mean, it might not even take Bomb Squad to take the belt. We don't know what's going to happen in 2018. I mean, he's that green.
Yeah. I mean the longer you hold out, the longer you hold out against Wilder, there's other guys out there. Because like we said, it's the heavyweight division.
And think,
there were talks about maybe Joseph Parker. He might be fighting him before Wilder.
And the thing is, what's really dangerous is, okay, AJ, you still learning, you know, but you got predators on the sidelines studying you, you know, studying you, calculating and ready to capitalize on these mistakes you're making. That's another dangerous thing. You know, it's wolves, you know, in the trenches watching him box and saying, oh, man, and like to me, Joseph Parker, after watching that fight, he said, oh, I can get him.
Yeah,
I can get. He ain't got no head. I can get him.
Because the one difference with like other divisions, like welterweight, light heavyweight, you got to kind of take time to figure technique out because there's so much more in those divisions. But like with heavyweight, they know one punch can always end it all.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there's technique in heavyweight division too, but I mean, they always know that if I can get him in the right position and land that one bomb, he'll go down just like anybody else.
Right.
So Joseph Parker, Wilder, anybody. You know, they saw this last fight and they're like, hey, I'm ready.
Right.
So that's it's going to really be up to Joshua to watch that weight,
and you know, like for me, and I feel like a guy at 200 plus pounds, you're not really going to be the lightest on your feet. You're not going to be the fat. You're not going to be doing, you know, all of this. But that's to me where Wilder capitalizes with his body frame. He's able to, you know, be light on his feet, you know, in and out, athletic, you know. cutting off the ring, you know, all that stuff matters. You know what I'm saying?
You got the wide stance.
Yeah, got the wide stance. Yeah, you know, his balance is.
It might look a little awkward, but he's always on his balance.
You know,
long arms. Like I said, he's athletic. He's like very athletic. Heavyweights I've seen in a while.
Yeah. So that, you know, that's what I'm saying. Like a big guy is not naturally like that. You know, it's not AJ's fault he can't move around. I mean, he's too heavy. I mean, no guy that size can move around really like that. Yeah. So to me, that's why body styles and, you know, the anatomy makes a difference in the guy. Because to me, you know, Wilder just has that better body style to survive in the heavyweight, something like the heavyweight division. You know what I mean?
He does. I mean,
because something like that, and he can bring more technique. You know what I'm saying? He's got the power, but he can bring more technique because he's more.
There's certain things his body can.
Can do, can yeah. Do, you know?
Long reach.
Long reach. You know?
Cutting angles off, walking you down a little bit.
He can do some of the things that small guys can do because of his body frame, you know?
Yeah. Do you think. Before we move on, I was going to say, what do you think Anthony Joshua should just. This is it now? 2018? This is Wilder should just be the next fight?
Dude, he in the rock and the hard place, ain't? Mm-hmm. He got the belt too soon. People around him making all kinds of money, so they, you know, he's getting all kinds of pressure. But, if he not afraid to lose, then go ahead. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I mean, and to me, depending on how he loses, it's not going to be a bad thing. Now, if he go and get short circuit, like one round, and his stock, you know, he might can do some over the UK. But if this could be a trilogy, this could be something we ain't seen, and I don't even know if we ever had that in, you know, heavyweight, a trilogy. Well, you know, it's been a few,
There's been a few, and I think with this one, it should start now,
It'll be the first one we've seen in a long time,
I don't really see it getting more built up than it can be now, do you?
Not because they're still learning.
Yeah.
Now, if these guys, they're not at the peak. They're not at the top of their game right now. They're still learning. So it's like, dude,
because when you look at both guys' styles, like anything can happen when they face all these other.
That's what I'm saying. You still have to fight. While you're learning and waiting to get great, you still have to fight.
Yeah.
And anything can happen.
Yeah. Because if you look at it, it's kind of like a higher level Keith Thurman, Sean Porter. You know, both guys, well, Keith Thurman, he was undefeated, and Sean Porter, they're about the same age.
Yeah.
And they both have a style, both in their prime, that can match up well.
Yeah.
So just make it happen at that moment.
Make it happen at that moment, absolutely.
Former champion versus the champion. So they're both champions. Go ahead and, you know, unify the belts.
And that's another thing, too, dude. I mean, at some point, it has to be done. Y'all, you know, you got a piece of the belts, he got a piece of the belts. Something has to be unified.
Yeah, because, I mean, over here, that's the fight that people want to see, you know. And I know people in the UK, that's the fight they want to see. I mean, Joseph Parker, of course, he does have another belt, but I say there's more risk in him taking that fight, you know, than there was in the Jockeum fight. You know, he might go in there, AJ, you know, he might go in there and lose it.
Yeah.
You never know, so.
Yeah, he might, I mean, like I say, Joseph Parker could have been studying him his last fights and said, "Yeah, I got it now," and go in there and exploit him.
Mm-hmm. Take him,
you know,
take him into deep rounds or something. You know, wear him out,
or just capitalize on a couple things, dude. No head movement. You know, I mean, him not make him chase you around and set traps for him. You know, I mean, a smart guy, it's an easy fight for.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? A guy who, you know, and that's why I think Wilder can do that. If you want to chase Wilder around, he can move. He can, you know, do a couple of different things that I don't know what he's going to do, but he has the tools to do those things and make it a very interesting matchup, you know, as long as it lasts.
Yeah, yeah. Because Wilder, he just has that power, man. Like, it's always a factor. It's always a factor.
That different power angle. We had to be specific. If people say, "Oh, AJ has power too," go back and look at all the knockouts. It's a big difference. AJ, it's a few. He totally, you know, stopped them, but most of them, of stoppages. You know, Deontay Wilder really knocks people out.
Yeah, he puts you out, lights out.
If you've seen some like dangerous knockouts, like, is this dude gonna be all right? You know what I mean? So if you don't believe me, just go back and look, compare to those two guys' knockouts.
Mm-hmm. Even in like some sparring stories, you know, people have said, you know, he's hurt some people in there, you know.
Yeah. Who, Wilder?
Yeah, he's actually hurt some people in sparring. So
and the stories, well, it's, you know, a lot of stories in sparring, you know, about people being dropped and stuff like that. You know, Wilder was dropped in the Olympics. That heavyweight, it happens.
Yeah.
It happens, but I mean, once people even think that something might be a little glass around your chin, you know, they definitely going to test it.
Yeah.
Definitely going to test it.
They want to go for it.
Yeah, they want to test that metal. Yeah. So, what do you think? What do you think about this chin, AJ? Did you see the Dillon Whyte fight?
I did. And, okay. He did get put on Queer Street
a little bit. Yeah, he was on Queer Street, bro.
Queer Street, yeah.
And I mean, and it's different from getting hurt. I mean, like, if Dillon Whyte was a more aggressive and knew how to close the show, that could have been really bad for him, because he was in there with the chicken legs, and
yeah, he had some chicken legs. That's why when I saw that, it was kind of like the two factors to me was just because he wasn't used to it yet, or is his chin really that shaky? Because whenever Klitschko dropped him, he looked like he wanted to
get up and go through the ropes and walk out there. Yeah,
because like when he got hit, that right hand, he was on his back. Klitschko, you know, it was like, I was like, oh shit.
And it was like a hesitated fall too, because he like, I don't know what he did. It was kind of weird, but it definitely hurt.
It hurt.
He was wondering where he was at.
Yeah, so I don't know. You know, it's his chin.
His defense is shaky. So yeah. I'm just putting all this stuff together. And no head movement, suspect chin, suspect defense equals a knockout.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. Yeah.
Against somebody with more fights, that does have more experience. People all day say Wilder's fighting bums. But I mean, you got to look. Out of those 38 fights, he's had to pick up some experience.
Yeah.
You know, you've been in the ring 38 times, exactly. So you have a different type of walk in the ring now.
Even bums got different styles,
yeah,
right?
Even you know bums what I'm saying? Got different styles, you know? Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, it'll give you a different look every time.
Every time, man.
So you factor that in versus that deadly power, anything can happen. Mm. I mean, you don't even know. AJ could test Wilder's chin. So.
He could, and that's the thing. This fight, I'm not saying AJ don't have a chance. He got a whole lot of
chances. Yeah,
but I just know the Wilder definitely want to knock him out.
Yeah,
he definitely want to knock him out because for respect, to, you know, unify the belts, but really for respect, because I think he feels like like I say, some people got the higher. I always talk about that, and you know, Wilder getting the B-hop early B-hop treatment as far as the heavyweight are concerned. You know, AJ like a damn king over in the UK.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? From everything, payday, you know, I just seen him on the cover of GQ, just everything. You know, it's a whole nother platform.
Well, here's my question. Okay. Before Klitschko, Joshua was knocking guys out, right? But who did he knock out to be treated like a king versus Wilder, who's over here, who's knocked over 30 some odd people out? Mm-hmm. And why are they hating him over here? What's the difference?
I mean,
and why is that?
Yeah, I think it's a couple different reasons.
Yeah, I know.
You know, it's a couple different reasons. Like, you know, you know, I mean, I commend his brashness, you know, his confidence, you know, where it's not the same thing as like a Floyd Mayweather. I can see how people would get irritated with Floyd Mayweather's arrogance sometimes. Deontay Wilder's arrogance is not the same thing. It's more, I'm happy to be here. I'm a heavyweight champ and I'm ready to fight kind of whoever. I get that out of his, you know, confidence. It's not throwing a Bentley in your face and I got this on, you know, it ain't really about that with him. So
it's all about war.
Yeah. About war. Yeah, so about I like him in that aspect. And that's why I say some people just going to say, oh, he's a loud mouth. He's skinny. He got little skinny legs, you know, so casual fans.
Yeah.
Who don't really understand.
Yeah.
You know, give him a hard way to go. And then, you know, how brother, you know, Floyd Mayweather, you know, same thing over here. He don't got no support over here, really. He do, but he don't. You know what I'm saying? He
don't, yeah, because it's like.
That finally came to him. You know what I'm saying? For years, he didn't.
Yeah. Yeah. He had to. You have to fight harder. You know what I mean? Yeah, not just in the ring, but you have to really force yourself down to people's throat and make them say, hey, I'm going to be here for a while.
I'm going to be here.
And you better respect
it. Exactly.
Because, like, Wilder, yeah, I mean, like, he's been knocking people out, more people than Joshua. But I'm just saying, like, Joshua, he gets all the respect.
All the respect.
Even
all
before the
glory.
Klitschko fight. That's what I said. I want to be a UK boxer, man, because you get all the glory over there.
You all know? The glory. But then, like you say, to Ant, everything matters, you know. In the world, in the big world, you know, like I say, they see AJ in a different light than they see a Deontay Wilder. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, he's a lighter complected man. He's, you know.
He's not from Alabama.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's a lot of politics with things. So, you know, with that being said, 2018, they just need to make it happen, man. Like I say, if AJ, if you lose, brother. That's what this is.
Yeah.
It's boxing.
Yeah.
You know, somebody got to lose. That don't mean it's over.
How you lose. Joe Frazier got knocked out by George Foreman. We didn't
look down,
on him. We looked at him as a warrior for going in there fighting the best, because it's going to happen. It's going to happen. In the heavyweight division, it happens.
And it's how you allow that to happen. You know what I'm saying? And to me, if you on your A game and you, it should be an interesting fight for as long as it lasts. But
yeah.
You know, if you ain't the real deal, I think Wilder can expose you.
Yeah, he can.
You know what I mean?
Can, yeah. Yeah. But anything else you want to say if we wrap this topic up?
No, that's pretty much it, man.
Yeah, you just want to see Wilder Joshua, or Joshua Wilder, since Joshua is A-side.
Yeah,
we want to see A-side, it, of course. UK, Las Vegas, it don't matter. We want to see it in mid-2018.
And that's another thing, too, and real quick. Me and Roger was just talking today, and he was like, yeah, P, he said, Wilder got to go to the UK. He got to go ahead. He got to bite down and, you know, swallow his pride on that one. I didn't really think about that aspect of it, but, yeah, that's something that he should be open to do. It's probably more money over there.
I think he is.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was. Yeah. Because, like, so, first time he wanted to just go over there and be a commentator to Joshua Klitschko. He just wanted to show that he could approach that ground and, you know, come over there. And I think, yeah, he would do it. You know, pull an Errol Spence, go over there.
That's what I'm saying, dude. You know? And if he pulls all that off, then, I mean, well, I wouldn't hear nothing.
Yeah. But the thing about that, too, was that, which we'll probably get into more when we talk about Wilder, and after he gets past Bermain Stiverne, but Eddie Hearn was saying that if he wants to come over here, he has a fight
deal with White
first in February. In February or March or something like that.
But Ant, how you gonna tell this man who's got part of the heavyweight crown where he come on, it's starting to get crazy with that. Yeah. I heard that. If you want me to come over here, that's something you got the power to tell me. Mm-hmm. The money split, you got something.
Yeah.
But you can't tell this man who to fight, Ant.
But you're gonna put another sentry up, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You gotta put that other guard up before you can get to the king.
I was like, dude, please, man. And that goes back to Ant, all the stuff we were saying, that what are the signs that people don't want to fight? And I mean, that's just another sign that, you know, just say it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just say it.
Not wanting to fight, and then your team around you just wanting to try to get as much money out of you as they can, you know?
Hey, because he's a cash cow right now.
Because he's a cash cow.
He's a cash cow right now.
If he's making $20 million, you know, his managers and promoters, they're getting millions.
Everybody around him.
Everybody's getting eaten, you know?
Everybody around him eating, and that's what might wind up being his downfall.
Yeah.
You know, because everybody around him eating, but there's only one person going to get knocked out, Ant.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So,
again, you know, one of them things about boxing can be a good thing or a bad thing.
Right.
You know, like how we talked about football, basketball.
Everything.
There's always a team, but whatever happens to you, that can affect everything.
Yeah. I mean.
But yeah, Joshua Wilder, make it happen. Mid-2018.
Yeah.
But moving on, I'm going to talk a little bit about Sergey Kovalev versus Lionheart. I can't pronounce his first name. I call him his nickname, Lionheart Shabransky. This fight, it was first announced back in September. It was supposed to originally be like a 10-round fight. And it's supposed to be seen as like a comeback fight. Because as you know, Kovalev, he's coming off back-to-back losses. Andre Ward. And Szebranski, he was he suffered his first knockout loss to Sullivan Barrera.
Mm-hmm.
But since then, he's fought maybe like two other fights, you know, two stay busy fights. But, you know, since Andre Ward, he retired, you know, and all the belts just kind of got scattered everywhere. Last week, they upgraded this fight to a title fight, the WBO title fight. And now, yeah, I know you're probably thinking the same thing. I don't get this, but Sullivan Barrera, he was added to the undercard. He's fighting Felix Barrera. And why is Barrera on the undercard? I don't know, man. Like,
and he knocked the guy
and he, out. Yeah, he knocked the guy event. Out that's in the main event.
Fighting for a belt.
Yeah, because you got to remember, Sullivan Barrera, he hasn't lost since he fought Andre Ward. And it was, you know, it was a good learning experience fight. It was a competitive fight, you know, for Andre Ward's first light heavyweight fight. But since then, he's been on a 3-fight winning streak. You know, he knocked Szebranski out. Joe Smith Jr., he beat him. And he beat a Paul Parker. That was a good fight.
Okay.
It was on HBO, too. But first, is Kovalev, my question to you, do you really think Kovalev or Szebranski is deserving of a belt that was just relinquished by Kovalev's conqueror? So soon.
Well, the thing, what other options do they really, for Kovalev, like Kovalev is the closest thing to it, because other than that, I mean, what else could they really do with Andre walking away? You know what I mean? What other fights you think could have really?
Okay.
I think Kovalev needs to be part of that mix, but yeah. I mean, his dancing partner, you know, I'm thinking some better options out there.
Okay, yeah, I can see that. But okay, let me ask you this. Okay, so after losing almost 5 months ago and sort of suffering a little bit of a, not really a breakdown, but just a breakdown between your trainer and your management with no comeback fight in between there, do you really think he should be in the ring again battling for a belt?
Mentally.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you could be in the ring, but should it be for a championship already?
Personally, no, Ant, but in his mind, the belt made him. He ain't nothing without the belt. So yeah. In his mind, I don't want nothing else. They probably try to bring him that. Yeah. And he threw some vodka in their face. Whatever. I'm just saying. I mean,
yeah.
They probably bought that to him, but I think he's obsessed with being the champion, you know?
Yeah, but okay, so at least let's say Szebranski, he had 2 fights since losing to Barrera. There has to be a time when a champion, like former champion like Kovalev, you do got to say, hey, I got a new trainer, I got to make sure things work out, versus just going right back in there for a belt.
Right, right.
Like this opponent he's fighting, like I'm not knocking the opponent or the matchup. I'm just knocking the WBO sanction in this fight. You know, like why would they make this a title fight? Because it's going to put him in a different mind frame, like versus that fight. If it was just a non-title fight, he would go in thinking he has to become more disciplined.
Right.
You know, but now that the title's on, he's like, yeah, I'm going to be champion again.
That's what I'm saying. And I mean, maybe it was just part of some politics, man, because think about it. I mean,
yeah.
And now that Ward walks away, I mean, he wasn't even a megastar, but it's nobody at 175.
That's true. Yeah.
It's nobody. I'm not saying it's right. I'm not for it. I think it's bull crap that, you know, I mean, you lost the belt and then you instantly get to become the champion again. No ladder. No, you know. You got stopped and now you about to get possibly the belt back.
Yeah. And I guess, if it was going to be a title fight, I would rather be Sullivan Barrera getting that shot.
Against Kovalev. That's what I'm saying.
Here's how I would say, okay, if Kovalev, you are a champion and you did hold the titles this long, but if you want to get it back, you're going to face the toughest competition possible.
Of course. That's what I was saying.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's no other names, really. That's why I say Kovalev definitely needs to be in that mix.
Yeah.
But it's better people for him to dance with. right. than this Szebranski guy.
Yeah, because I know when people looked at it, they were like, okay, this is a guy Andre Ward just knocked out and a guy Sullivan Barrera just knocked out. But Sullivan Barrera's on the undercard, you know? So then that kind of makes you say, what's really the worth of a belt?
Exactly.
You know, what's the real worth of a belt?
Yeah, because they just think if something goes left and Szebranski is the champion
yeah.
at 175 pounds, nobody knows him. You know, it's like that's what turns people away from this sport because, like I say, I mean, a guy could be a champion and nobody knows him. Nobody.
Yeah.
You know, that easy.
It's that easy, yeah, because, I mean, you can't count Szebranski out. You know, he's a young guy and he's learning. He just faced his first knockout loss to Barrera and he did drop Barrera in that fight.
Okay.
So my thing is, okay, you're giving him this shot, but Kovalev, you should be fighting the guy that beat him.
Yeah, but it might play out in Szebranski's favor.
Yeah,
because Kovalev probably overlooking him in his mind. Man, I never deserved to not be the champion. I'm gonna go get what's my, you know, his mindset is different. We see this guy. Some of his mentals ain't. Like questionable, like what he said about John David Jackson. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a few rumors out about him, and he might not be the most nicest guy. So, when a guy is mad all the time, it's some mental quirks that could be exploited. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Yeah. So, he's coming in just thinking he's, you know, supposed to get the belt, supposed to be fighting for the belt, entitled. You know, he's coming in with this entitlement, like, oh yeah, I'm posing this, and it could come to bite him in the butt, man.
Yeah, because if you look at guys in the past who are a little bit more humble, they might have lost the title. They say, I need to get back in there and rework some things. But with Kovalev being just knocked out, you know, controversy, whatever you want to call it, but he kind of beat himself in that Andre Ward fight.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't really take the time in 5 months to say, hey, I need to do things differently. It was just kind of announced like a week or so ago that he had a new trainer.
Right.
You know, since John David Jackson left it, he got a new trainer. I mean, how tight that is, we don't know. I mean, it's supposed to be somebody from Russia or somewhere that he can more relate to, I guess. But just because a person is from the same country doesn't mean you're going to relate to him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you look at John David Jackson. John David Jackson, he seemed like an all right trainer. Yeah. I mean.
Yeah. And he's proven. He's proven.
You know? And when it came down to hard times, it kind of exposed the mental.
That's what I'm saying about this guy. Yeah. That's what, to me, was his downfall in the Andre Ward fight. Negative energy trying to go against positive energy, and it's not going to happen. So.
Yeah, because it wasn't like he was like, I'm going to knock Andre Ward out and just not say anything. He just had this, like, negative energy, mm-hmm. like you said, all the time with him. Just that was hurting him more than it was Ward.
Right.
So.
Right. Ward just exploited it and capitalized on his negative energy.
Yeah. Yeah. And in 5 months' time, do you think he really refound himself to?
No. And yeah. I don't. I just think it's. It's like anything. You put a movie role in front of an actor, he gonna hop on it. You know, these people.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's, and then, like, I'm asking this because I don't even know what they do in these type of scenarios. Without take Kovalev out the mix, what could they do? Would the belt just sit on the side till two people come up that's worthy of it? I mean, it'd just be vacant for a while. I mean, what happens?
I think the best thing,
because nobody in that division is worthy of just becoming the champion right now.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, well, it depends on who they have ranked. You know, again, like each belt has, you know, their own political views as far as it goes to box. I mean, it's like. They'll usually, when a champion vacates it, they'll have the number one or number two guy fight for it. Like just recently that WBA belt that Badu Jack, he gave up. They actually just gave it to the guy he was supposed to fight, that Dimitri Bivol, which to me isn't isn't really as fair. It's not as fair as having two people fight for it. You just give it to them.
That's crazy. It's no question about that. How you just going to give somebody
just because he chose belt. Not to defend against them, they say, okay, you relinquished it. We're giving it to him. That's not. Again, what's the worth of a belt?
That's the bottom line. What's the worth of a belt, dude? You know, so. That right there, I mean, it don't get no clearer than that. You gave somebody something that people train from a kid to accomplish, and y'all just giving it away to somebody?
Yeah.
That don't make sense. You know, it's not like, okay, this guy, he was on drugs, or he couldn't make weight or something. You know what I mean? He did really something bad. He didn't.
Yeah.
Know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So, with this fight, like I said, the Kovalev fight, I felt it would have been better if it was just stayed a 10-round like heavyweight fight. Because sometimes when you get that 10-round fight, it makes you say, okay, I got to go back and take the time to make sure I still got it or refine some things.
Right. That would have been the better thing for him to do. And a smart person, but we ain't talking about a person. We talking about a person who was dissing his trainer. Tell him get out his face when he trying to. We ain't talking about a guy. You know, I mean, beyond a mean streak, that's just not a smart thing to do. That's just, I don't think he's the smartest guy. So yeah, that is the right thing to do. But we talking about Kovalev right here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, okay.
You know, we talking about a guy with an ego. Right. Talking about a guy that's mean. You know.
Yeah.
And it is what it is. He can't help how he is. But I'm just saying. I mean. That's his makeup.
That's his upbringing.
You know,
he's
told Andre Ward, what did he say? I want to end your career. You know, just said terrible things to the guy. And the sport ain't about that.
Right.
You know.
But, like you say, it might play into Shabransky's favor. And just hopefully out of this whole thing, this whole card, Sullivan Barrera, he comes out on his win and he can finally get the title shot that he deserves.
Who is he facing?
He's facing the Felix Barrera.
Okay.
He's in the rankings, but he's not really, you know, a known light heavyweight like some of the past ones he beat, like Joe Smith.
Yeah.
But I mean, I really felt that he was in that position for the title, one of those titles that Andre Ward had relinquished, you know?
Yeah. But it's still crazy because that division is just okay. Even if a guy's ranked something, the rankings are very questionable. And it's like, how are these guys getting ranked if we never seen them, you know, fight before? Now, that Beterbiev guy, what's going on with him?
He's actually supposed to be fighting for IBF title.
At 175. That's what I'm saying. The guy has to build up some stock, man. This guy, we've been hearing about him last few years. Some decent knockouts, you know, some crazy looking power.
He's got like crazy power. Kovalev, and him and Kovalev got history.
They did.
Kovalev, I want to say, Beterbiev knocked him out like twice in the amateurs or something like that. Yeah. So, and I seen him knock some guys out.
Dude. And that's what I'm saying. He was buzzing for a while, but I haven't heard anything about him. But those are the names
he's kind of become one of them guys people kind of avoid, you know? Because I mean, his power is crazy, man. When I've seen him, but
I'm just saying, those are the things you have to do to get that name, to get that.
Yeah,
people to know about you. You know what I mean? You can't just be, I'm ranked number five and nobody knows you, because that don't matter. You're just a number. It's just a number to a fan that don't know you.
Yeah. And I guess the thing that's crazy too with like the sanctioning bodies is it's kind of hard to see it all on the same page, because they might have it. They might have Sullivan Barrera ranked number one in the WBC. Then the WBO have ranked number
somewhere
eight.
Crazy.
You know,
yeah,
which is
crazy.
Which is crazy, because I'm like, if they're doing the work, they should all be in the same.
Similar
rankings.
Number up, number down, but in a similar range, like you said.
That's why I want to know how the sanctioned bodies actually rank fighters, you know?
By money.
By money.
I tell you that right there. It's easy. By money.
Okay, yeah.
Who got the best dollar signs around them?
Yep.
Yeah, no, it's crazy.
Because, I mean, it comes down to that sanctioning fee, too. When you get all the belts, you got to pay to keep them.
Yeah, you got to pay.
Yeah, so.
I mean, it's like that kid that Danny Garcia for. He wasn't even ranked.
Oh, man, not Rod Salka.
Salka. I'm just saying. Yeah, yeah. I mean, okay, if the rankings, they said he wasn't even ranked.
He wasn't ranked. Yeah, he wasn't ranked. Man.
And had a chance to become a champion?
Yeah, because what if Garcia got knocked out? And then after that, you got to put him in the rankings versus somebody that's already been in there. You know, that's what kind of makes it all about these politics and bullshit, yeah, you know, because it's exactly. Like, what?
It don't make sense.
Anybody can come up in there. And then after that, if they win by, you know, by a freak punch like that,
yeah,
you automatically a champion. So, I mean, yeah. Sanctioned bodies, I don't know. It should be like one belt sometime, I'm thinking, you know.
Yeah.
If I had my way, it'd be one belt.
Yeah, in the perfect boxing world, you know.
Yeah. But this card here, that's Kovalev-Shabransky fight, is supposed to be November 25th. Mm. It's Thanksgiving, ain't it? Is it Thanksgiving? Is that for Saturday? No, Thanksgiving is usually like on Thursday, right?
Yeah.
It's that Thanksgiving weekend, but yeah, I'll probably check it out on HBO, see what happens. So.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a boxing fan. I'm gonna watch it. I wanna see with Kovalev if I wanna see what happens.
Yeah, I wanna see if his new trainer's, you know, got the secret for him.
See how he comes back.
Yeah.
His energy.
But moving on. Gonna move on to the last topic. This Saturday, Deontay Wilder, he's gonna be back in action. He's going to be taking on a familiar face, Bermain Stiverne. It's a rematch of that fight. It was almost 3 years ago. And while he's been kind of getting the runaround a little bit, he's kind of been having the emotional breakdown, but he's kind of getting, his mental is really being tested here, you know, because first he was supposed to fight Luis Ortiz on this date, but Luis Ortiz got popped for two substances, well, three. And Bermain Stiverne was his step-in opponent. And, I mean, like I said, he's already fought him before. So, do you think he can really get up for this fight, man? Like,
oh, Bermain?
Yeah. And Wilder.
I mean, Bermain, it might be some motivation there. You know, he might feel like, you know, this is my vengeance right here. This is my time to, you know, right that wrong. But Wilder...
Bermain, he actually hadn't fought but one time since then.
Yeah, he looked like it when I seen his body.
Yeah,
yeah.
And the guy Derek Rose, he dropped him once.
But that's the thing about the sport, and some people have natural gifts, power, good style, or whatever. But you still have to commit to this. Ain't other sports where you making. You know, straddle the fence and
kind of wing it.
Nah, with boxing, you got to be about this because everything matters, man.
Yeah, you know? See what happens if you take one round off.
Yeah,
you get knocked out. You're anything can happen if you take the round off.
So, I mean, in my mind, why would a guy like Bermain Stiverne, who is still fights out there for him and money to make, let himself not be busy? You know,
yeah.
I mean, when I seen him, he didn't look in shape. The pictures I seen of him, you know, I don't know what he was doing before he got the call for this fight. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But and then still, it's another thing, like we were just talking about, how is he entitled to possibly become the champion?
Kind of like the same.
Yeah, it's the same with the
Kovalev-Shabransky deal. Come I mean, on. He, like I said, he hadn't fought since that fight, that Wilder fight was January 2015. It's going on almost 3 years.
Yeah.
So, since then, he was supposed to fight Povetkin for a title eliminator, but, you know, Povetkin, he got popped.
Right.
So, you would think he would be trying to get some busy fights in something, between, because Wilder's fought five times since then. Come on. Five, six times since then.
So, ain't no excuse to champion him for that many times?
Yeah. And
you're supposed to be hungry.
Yeah, because, I mean, okay, you could talk about the competition all day, but, I mean, he's staying busy. That's the important part.
Because, like we said before, Ant, staying busy is better than, you know, staying busy with mediocre competition is better than not doing anything at all in this type of sport.
Yeah.
It's not like other sports where, like you say, you take a round off, it can cost you.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
So imagine if you take a year off.
A year off.
You know, what kind of shape are you in? What kind of good are you? Nobody knows. So.
You know, I mean, the end thing, in his eyes, he's like, I'm about to give me a nice check, too. I mean, so it's just like the guys nowadays don't seem fully committed because stuff comes so quick to them, man. You know, I mean, these guys might get $100,000. That's not a whole lot of money, but that comes by quick nowadays.
Yeah,
if you know in the right place, the right time, and you know, on top of everything.
Yeah, and six figures, you know, is a lot for some of these guys that they might not ever see that. You know, like some guy that they just might pick out of woodwork and he hears $600,000, he'd be like, okay, I'll take
hop
it.
On
you
it.
Know,
yeah.
Takum, how much did Takum make? I heard he made something in the millions.
Oh really?
Yeah, George Takum. I heard he made something up there. So
Carlos Takum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard he made something. So it's like, hey, why not?
Yeah.
But
yeah, for sure.
But in Stavern's, looking at Stavern, you know, he's a guy that held the belt at a time. It seemed like he would have been a little bit more disciplined to say, let me take the work road again.
Exactly, because you've been there before. Mm-hmm. So maybe that wasn't a fluke. Maybe, you know, I supposed to be that. And I mean, what else are you going to do? I mean, he ain't no young kid. He ain't old yet.
Yeah.
But these are the years.
And you ain't, and you know, you're not a Floyd Mayweather or something where you can jump right into a title fight again. You got to make your name known again. Because whenever Wilder beat him, they saw him as a champion that got beat. But they're not going to know you again, you know what I mean, for the next go round. Especially after 3 years, you know, your name really wasn't buzzing before then.
Exactly. We wasn't hot before the Wilder fight.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we might have, you know, hardcore fans, we might have been, you know, looking you up or trying to see, but the casual fans.
Yeah, they no, I mean, you know, the biggest thing back then was him and what's the Mexican?
Oh, Chris Areola.
Yeah, him and Areola fights. Yeah, they were like the, you know, his highlights.
Yeah, but for Wilder, I mean, from what he was saying, he's just. He's ready to get this fight over with because he's thinking ahead to AJ, which, you know, hopefully he's not thinking ahead, you know, he's keeping his mind on this fight because last time they fought, it did go to a decision.
Yeah.
But, you know, this go around, he's talking about, you know, knocking Stavern out.
This time, you know? Stavern, he ain't never been knocked out in Wilder said. I don't know.
Yeah,
because he was eating some shots, boy.
He was.
Stavern was eating some shots.
Yeah, he was.
You know, he had that good defense, that high guard, but I think them dreads took a little bit of steam off some of them shots, but bad. He was eating them.
Yeah, he was taking, and I mean, that's my debate all the time is like, is it good to eat the shots? So, I mean, you still getting hurt, you know what I mean? Yeah. Just because you can take Wilder's power, that's not a good look.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, inside or outside of the ring, before or after a fight, you know, during the fight or after, you know, that's why do you want to take them shots?
I know, it's like a guy standing with his hands down and just letting a guy take a free shot. Yeah. Why, dude? Even if you can do, why?
It would have been one thing you say, oh, yeah, I was slipping all your punches all day.
Right, that's what I'm saying. You ain't touch me. The first three rounds, you couldn't touch me. I had you know.
But he was like, I've been eating them like breakfast or whatever. I'm like, shoot. Breakfast can kill you if you eat too much, you know.
Yeah, got some. They some big ass biscuits right there. Yeah, some
big biscuits. So.
I mean, that's what I'm saying, dude. I mean, people saying stuff like that. You see where the mentality is at. That's not dedication. That's not commitment. That's not. You know, I'm not judging him or nothing, but you have two type of boxers, athletes. You know, you have the guys that are the B-Hops, the Floyd Mayweathers, the. You know, Joe Calzaghe. You know, it's a lot of guys out there who were just super disciplined with the craft. And to me, once you retire, then you can do a Madonna. You know, live your life. But while you're in this game,
absolutely.
If you want to get, you know, to the top and get to the riches, you got to be. It's no other way, man.
You got to be disciplined and make a statement. Yeah. It's like. It's funny you mentioned Madonna. Did you see a picture of him on Instagram with them stacks, man? Yeah. I was like, damn, I wish I was in his position, that, you know?
I just read another thing. He said, I don't think about boxing no more.
Yeah, because you got to think, too, all the while he fought, he was hungry, he was disciplined, he was always on his A game, whether he win or lost. And then, when he got his big fight, two big fights with Floyd, he retired.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't try to come back. It wasn't like it wasn't like he tried to ever take the low road or try to take the easy road when he was in boxing. Yeah. Like when he was in there with Amir Khan. And
yeah, I mean, he's respected as a warrior in the game.
Yeah, everybody, you know, he's fought. He was always on that road. So when he did retire, it was like a shock to me, but in a good way. It was like, hey, he did his time. Yeah. He's done, you know?
And I mean, people just start doing the math, man. You know, you got the little Adrian Broner payday, then two Floyd Mayweather back to back. I mean, you're good.
Yeah, you shit. Good. And then when that money like triples over there, Argentina.
You know, Argentina, where he's from, so I mean, that's a no brainer. It's a no brainer, but I ain't gonna lie though.
The money tripled like his weight.
Like, dude, I was just about to say that. Oh my God, that dude look funny, man. All that weight on him. I'm like, dang.
Chino got big, boy. Chino tripled, boy.
Man, eating good. Eating good, but good for him though, man.
But yeah, shout out to Trino. Chino, man. Yeah, good Chino. Him, like man. I said, that's discipline. But like we saying with the guy, yeah, like Stiverne, you after the Wilder fight, you wanted to see him making a statement again. Uh-huh. Making a statement again, taking guys out, and then getting back in there with Wilder.
Because that's what I was about to say, you know, they went to the distance. That was another possibility for this fight to happen again down the line.
That was Wilder's first
12-rounder, yeah.
He ended Wilder's knockout streak. Yeah. So he could have made like a name off of that alone. Could have
ran with that a little something.
You know, but going back to Wilder, I think that Wilder mentally, I won't say that he's kind of getting mentally defeated in any way, because if he gets past Stiverne, you know, only good things can come from here. I mean, if he has to fight Dillian White over in the UK before AJ, I guess let me turn it to a question. Do you think he should? Or do you think he should just?
I mean, from a business standpoint, I think that that's a fight that he could win too. But it's just like my thing is giving him, them giving him the steps he has to complete before he gets here. That's my problem with it. You know, because he's a champion too. Yeah, he's a champion too. He was a champion before you.
Yeah,
he was a champ before you. Exactly. Now you giving him demands that he got to do before. I mean, that might play into his. You know, he go to him pride too, man.
Yeah, I mean,
you know,
that's kind of disrespectful.
Disrespectful, man.
Because I mean, if you really are a boxer, you would say, okay, money aside, aside, he was a champion first.
Exactly.
So why don't you treat him like a champion? You know, give him the fight next. You know, don't try to cheat him as far as the money, because they're saying that there was another thing too where they were saying like you're gonna have to take this smaller piece of the money, which is disrespectful to me. I'm like, if you want to do 60-40 or something like that, that's cool. But I mean, 50-50. My dad used to always say back in the day, just make that shit 50-50, like with Joe Frazier and Ali, they used to do. Ali was, you know, more, you know, he was more popular than Frazier at the time, but they used to come to agreements 50-50 for this fight, you know? Because, I mean, they both risking the same, you know, life.
And the thing about it, okay, in their eyes, Joshua's a star over there, but this is a fight that the boxing world wants to see, not just the UK. You know what I'm saying? So they have to take that in toll, that this is not necessarily about the UK. This is a fight that the boxing fans are demanding and want to see. And
because hardcore fans want to see Wilder in there just as much as they want to see Joshua.
UK fans
or casual fans, they probably just want to see Joshua.
Yeah, you know? Exactly. That's a very good point, Ant, because we want to see Wilder in there just as much as we want to see AJ in there. To be honest, Wilder is more deserving to be in there than AJ, if you ask me. But you know, it is what it is. But we definitely want to see those guys in there, because that's a fight that needs to happen. You know, we ain't looking at the A side or the B side. I don't care if AJ is a sex symbol, none of that crap.
Yeah.
In my eyes, he's a boxer. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And boxers box. And champions face
champions.
The best out. So I mean, I'm just going on simple rules of the sweet science. Yeah, I didn't make this shit up, man.
No. It's what everybody wants, but some people don't want to admit, you know, because they let money get in the way. Yeah. But I mean, deep down, that's what they want to see.
Yeah.
You know, they're just trying to hold out. But as far as your call for this weekend, Wilder, Stiverne, how you think it's going to go?
It's interesting, because like you say, you know, Wilder, I didn't really factor into him being mentally, you know, I think that stuff can drain you, and, you know, going through the emotions and this and that, you know, but he seems like a strong person emotionally. I don't really see him unraveling and,
yeah,
you know, going off the deep end. So maybe he's keeping, you know, his composure through all this. And if it's not affecting him, I think it's another easy fight. I think he's probably going to knock him out this time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But does he want to risk knocking him out, breaking the hand, and, mm-hmm, you know, being out again too? You know, messing up another fight. Yeah. So it's a couple of little, you know, issues with that too. Yeah. You know, because he got issues breaking that hand too.
Yeah, and torn bicep injury.
Yeah,
so,
torn bicep. So
I think this fight is just going to come down to him being a little bit more disciplined. I think he can stop him. I think going by the shape that Stavern is in, mm-hmm, it's going to be, that's definitely going to be a downfall,
a
disadvantage. So when you factor that in versus Wilder still being able to close the show, even off an injury, you know, if you look back at that Gerald Washington fight, mm-hmm, he came back, you know, he was trailing a little bit first few rounds, but he turned it around quick.
Right.
And I mean, Gerald Washington, to me, he was more game than Stavern is going to be in this fight.
Yeah.
That's what I'm predicting. I'm thinking that Washington was more game than, you know, than Stavern is ever going to be in this condition right now.
Yeah.
So I think he might stop him in the late rounds.
Man. Yeah. I concur.
Yeah.
You know.
Definitely, man. Yeah, I'll go with that. But after this fight, you know what we want to see. Anything else you want to say, man?
No, man. I said that. Trying to get back to my Halloween candy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey, I got some right behind this right here. Maybe you want to take some. But, yeah, we ran a little bit over an hour. So that's all we got for this evening. It's like we always say, we're going to give out a shout out to our listeners.
Yeah.
You know, make sure you check us out on iTunes and subscribe. You know, hashtag Jab Podcast on Facebook, SoundCloud. Just check us out on jabeffect.com. My name's Anthony, my brother P.
Oh, and I think you've got Instagram too.
Oh yeah, and then Instagram, the Jab Effect.
Yeah, but yeah. It's your boy P. And we out.
We out. Peace.